This podcast is brought to you in part by Raycon Wireless Earbuds. You want to hear your music, not your roommates or family's music. Get 15% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We should believe the basic science about coronavirus and respiratory viruses. Yes, they could spread when you're asymptomatic, but that's uncommon. Most of the time, you get a lot of the virus in your nose when you're symptomatic and you cough and you sneeze.
The rules keep changing, right? Asymptomatic people now aren't contagious, but people want to get out and rally. They want to get out and start campaigning and being part of this election for this president, and the enthusiasm for him is through the roof. Oh, I think there'll be full rallies.
We're moving in lock, stock, and barrel, and I dare you to keep me out!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We've tried to build a rollout strategy here in Massachusetts based on the data we get from the experts in the public health community.
We have a number of reports. They're following asymptomatic cases, they're following contacts, and they're not finding secondary transmission onward. It's very rare.
I've only read the articles. I haven't read the study. I'm skeptical of it for several reasons.
I'm sorry. Are you a doctor?
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
What happens when they start going after residents? Going into the neighborhoods? I've got gangbangers with AK-47s walking around right now, just waiting to settle some scores. What are we going to do, and what do we tell our residents?
Thank you, Honor. Next question.
No, I want an answer.
I think your Honor for that. Full of
shit
is what I think.
No offense, you then. Who are you
going to
tell me I'm full of
shit? Goosefather!
Very good.
Unchained and unstoppable.
This motherfucker set it on the roof with a whole motherfucking AK-47. If we decide to loot they store, they ready to kill us. Burn this place, Allah. Burn them down during Ramadan.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Our bleep machine gets a lot more work these days, it seems like. Whether we're bleeping out the mayor of Chicago and an alderman talking, or somebody just out on the street who wants to go looting. It's just, it's almost too much. But it's, on the other hand, it's kind of amusing, some of the stuff we've got. And we'll play a lot of it this hour. But you'll notice that Nestride, she didn't do any of that in the park. She used no barnyard epithets, as they say. All right, time now for the chump line.
How dare you?
Where was she? Where's Greta? Where'd Greta come in?
Just to be clear, if you like your police, you can keep your police.
Support your local police. That was a big bumper sticker in the early 1970s, along with, next time you need help, call a hippie. They still have that one, by the way. I was looking for that on the internet. They brought that back, or a number of people have brought it back. I guess it's not copyrighted, but that's a good bumper sticker as well. Now they're saying, oh, we don't really mean defund the police. We just want the police to be social workers. I thought that's largely what a lot of them are now to begin with. And of course, AOC is very disturbed that they're trying to make it more, she calls it palatable for soccer moms. How is defunding the police, disbanding the police department, is going to be palatable for anybody, suburban soccer moms or anybody else? I don't think so.
Let me get this straight. If we defund the police and I call 911, who's going to show up? Al Sharpton?
You better keep some cash around the house if you're expecting Al Sharpton to defend you. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, taking some time to send a big thank you out to all the windy doties of the world who, despite the onslaught of negative news at an ever-increasing pace, managed to keep a cheery disposition by doing what they've always done, listening to Howie Carr.
Defund the police.
We finally just got the Massachusetts State Police to show up for work.
You know what I would like to defund? I would like to defund the pensions of the Massachusetts State Police who are retired but have also been credibly accused of embezzling, and they haven't bothered to indict them or convict them or throw them in jail. Can we defund those pensions? Other than that, I'm okay with funding the police.
Oh, man, Howie, I hear there's a naked photo of Chris making the rounds. Please tell me it's Cuomo and not Christie. Oh, boy.
It's Fredo. Fredo is, he's trying to increase his female viewership, which has gone down along with his male viewership in the last month or so for obvious reasons.
Howie, COVID-19 calling. I've had a good run, but it's time to go. I'll be back in a few months as a Page 2 headline.
Yes, you will. I don't think anybody's going to fall for you the next time around. Even Dr. Fauci has downplayed the significance of a resurgence, which I don't think is coming under any circumstances.
So anecdotes matter for the coronavirus, but they don't matter for EBT card abuse and illegal immigration. Got it.
You summed it up perfectly. That's the reality. Anecdotes only work in the furtherance of a liberal moonbat narrative.
Attaboy, Chuck. Just cherry-pick the studies that fit the narrative.
Yeah, he's losing it. Like I said, he's sticking to this this COVID-19. Everybody else has moved on, but he's a dead ender, and I don't know any better way to describe him. A dead ender. He will not give up the narrative. He loves the narrative. He loves talking to the folks. If you put on a white lab coat, you could sell him the Brooklyn Bridge. He's that enamored of the folks, as he calls them.
Sounds like Charlie Parker got his medical advice from Jill Biden.
Dr. Jill. Of course, she's not really a physician, but they do call her Dr. Jill. Although Joy Behar thinks she's a physician. Want her to make a Surgeon General of the United States. She can barely write if you look at her quote-unquote dissertation from the University of Delaware.
Chuck, you and the Botox Queen sadly took a knee, even though it was as phony as can be. Poor Mr. Floyd is just filling a void until they find another way to hammer DJT.
Exactly. That's a very good limerick guy, and that's what it's all about. And I don't think it's really worked out the way they planned. It seems to be fizzling out a little bit.
Ira Mayor, I don't like the idea of Congress kneeling for Black Lives Matter. And that would mean I'd have to get up on one knee.
There was a lot of problems, Senator Kennedy, not just you. I know it's hard for you to get up, especially late at night, off of the one knee. But again, if it makes you feel any better, Nancy Pelosi had a problem, and Nadler didn't even try.
This message paid for by Biden Joel for Senate. Good luck inferring it. Is that good? Can I have my tapioca now?
He's supposed to be doing some kind of special tonight on one of the left-wing cable channels. And traditionally, the candidate does a live show, right? But this is Joe Biden, and do you really think he could handle an hour of live questions from a studio audience? No, they're cutting it up. It's going to be well edited.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The chump line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Press 2, leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you can't get enough of the chump line, listen to Chopped Chumps. That's our podcast that we post every night after the show. These are the calls that don't quite make it onto the broadcast air for whatever reason. Sometimes they're even funnier than the ones that you just heard. So check out Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, taking some time to send a big thank you out to all the windy doties of the world who, despite the onslaught of negative news at an ever-increasing pace, manage to keep a cheery disposition by doing what they've always done, listening to Howie Carr.
Chuck, you and the Botox Queen sadly took a knee, even though it was as phony as can be. Poor Mr. Floyd is just filling a void until they find another way to hammer DJT.
Yeah, what's next? What are they going to try next? The coronavirus impeachment? Is that what they're going to try? I don't see that one having a lot of legs either. Kind of like Nadler doesn't. Well, I won't get into that. I'm Howie Carr.
You can call him Fat Boy, just don't call him Late for Dinner. It's Howie Carr.
This is Mark in Williston, Vermont.
This is Marie in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This is Mike from South Attleboro, Mass. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Boomer Naturals Face Coverings. Charlie Parker has spoken, and now you need a face covering. So get a comfortable one at HowieCarrShow.com. When you click on the Boomer Naturals banner, you can save 20% with code word HowieCarr. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
How much local, national cable news are you watching these days? Less than usual, more than usual, or about the same?
Less than usual.
79% say less than usual, 18% say about the same.
And 3% say more. Those are people who can't find the batteries for their remote controls, apparently. New batteries. All right, 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, Howie?
You tell me.
Hey, well, they really got the useful idiots in lockstep out here in society screaming and yelling about defund the police and abolish the police, et cetera. Here, I got a real life scenario about police. I was a paramedic, and I responded to the borderline Western Bar shooting a year and a half ago. I was one of the first ambulances on scene. And trust me when I tell you, we need the police, because I was literally sitting there listening to them shoot out with a lunatic inside, and it's not some social worker response team in a van getting out with handcuffs and a pad of paper going, okay guys, stop shooting. You know, this guy had a handgun with an extended clip and he had military training,
I don't think you have to convince anybody really who's got any kind of brain in his head. I got another texter here, 774. I've been a police officer in Mass for 20 years. Every time a DCF, Children and Family Social Worker, wants to check a house where there's a past history of violence, they request police assistance. So now, as some are suggesting, unarmed social workers should respond to a violent domestic incident in progress in place of a police officer? To do what? Call the cops or worse, get killed? No, it makes no sense. And they have to know that. They have to know it. I mean, and the fact that the two Democrat candidates for the Senate, one of whom's in the Senate and the other one who's in the House of Representatives, are talking about tiptoeing up to the edge of coming out for defunding the police. It was crazy. It's just insanity. And then they're saying, and Mr. Frosty says he wants to do away with tear gas. That's the, that's one of the halfway steps that they're taking. If you don't want to go all the way, you say there are a lot of politicians in the big cities now are saying we're not going to pay for any more tear gas. Well, I mean, so how are you supposed to keep them in control? If you have a riot situation on your hand, you don't want to use the rubber bullets, right? Because you can kill somebody with a rubber bullet. And so what exactly do you want to use the billy club? Is that what you want to use? How about a sap? What how do you want to keep them under control if they're out of control? Do you just let them loot? Just let them burn down everything? I don't know. Thanks for the call, Mike. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Oh, not what I wanted to say, but how about the fire hoses? Whatever happened to that, man? Get their iPhones wet.
I don't think they're coming back. They got a lot of they looked very very bad look for Birmingham, Alabama back in the mid-1960s, Dave. But go ahead.
Just make it rain on them. The fireworks don't work so good in the rain. But anyway, no, the real reason I'm calling is that the most valuable and precious leaks in the world are going to be those Joe Biden outtakes, man. What's on the cut room floor? I want the Russians to, you know, maybe see if they can get it to us, you know?
Well, you, Dave, you know what the alt-left media has been doing when this embarrassing outtakes are leaked, like with Lawrence O'Donnell with Stop the Hammering, or one of the reporters saying about how they had the goods on Epstein and ABC wouldn't go with it because he was one of their guys. And the people who leaked that got fired. It's going to be hard to get those outtakes. But fortunately, we have about 2 or 3 hours of already in the can, don't we, Taylor? How many hours could we go with Joe Biden outtakes?
Oh, gosh. I dare not. I think the last roundup I did of maybe 2 weeks' worth of gaffes was about 45 minutes. So,
right.
Yeah. We've got a lot of TV time on our hands.
Yeah. Took me a long time to transcribe them for the last Joe Biden wrap-up column I did. Oh, it went on and on and on. The mailroom manager asked me to leave and go into another room and just close the door. So she was going crazy too. It's difficult, but it's fun to read. It's fun to produce it. It's not that easy. It's not that much fun to transcribe it. Keep going over it again and again. Defund police, watch crime return. This is the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal today. Even before the recent riots, crime had been surging this year in many of America's big cities. In Minneapolis, carjackings were up 45%, homicides 60%, arson 58%, burglaries 28% from January through May. Violent crime overall was 16% higher, property crime 20% up. New York City, shootings up 18%, burglaries 31%, carjacking 64%. San Francisco, homicides before the riots had increased by 19%, burglaries 23%, arson 39%. Philadelphia, up 28% in commercial burglaries, 51% in shootings, 22% in auto theft, and 28% in retail theft. A lot of these places have the George Soros-supported DAs. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We have a good cheap bastard deal today. The Barley House in Concord in Northampton, New Hampshire. One, the capital and on the seacoast. And it's a great place. And they have outdoor seating through Saturday. And after Monday, they'll be open indoors as well. The Barley House, they're open noon to 10 every day, and we have $50 gift certificates for $25. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store, and you'll love the Barley House if you don't know it already. People are asking me if I still have the sap that I used to have, and because I was talking about what do they want them to use if they can't use tear gas, a sap. And I didn't give it to Grace, and I didn't bring it down to Florida with me. I think it's still on my desk, isn't it, Grace?
Yes. Yes, yeah. It is, I do believe.
I've talked to people about that sap who've used it in the past, and they say it really is effective. There's, as a couple of the texters have pointed out, the problem is you can't really hit somebody over the head with a sap unless you're not worried about killing them. Because I mean, it's just so nasty. If somebody doesn't have a strong skull or you hit them the right way, you're gonna kill them. I mean, so what they usually do is use the sap on your arms or your legs and just hit you again and again and again, and pretty soon you don't want to do too much. But it leaves a lot of bruises too. That's the other thing. So you have to worry about that if you're a cop, I guess. But I like having it. Do you want one, Grace? Do you want me to give you one for your wedding present?
No, thank you.
You don't need a sap?
I used it one time, and I was just telling Taylor, I used it, and I kind of smacked my own palm with it, thinking that it wasn't going to hurt, and it hurts. They're bad.
Yeah.
I understand why they don't really use them anymore, because they're painful.
Yeah. Well, that was why they used them. But, it's difficult now.
All right, Howie, you ready for some hate mail on a Tuesday?
I am.
Let the hate flow through you.
Hate mail Monday on a Tuesday.
And we do this every week, and we check in on all of our fan mail and our fan voicemails and our fan fan all the stuff that we get.
Our fan tweets, our fan letter to the editors, our fan emails, our fan voicemails, our fan anything. And our fan base, they'll get it to us. If it's hate, we got it.
So what do you got, Grace?
Okay, so I want to start off strong. We will start with a granny voicemail. Take it away, Taylor.
Hi, I know it's not being taped. We're all being punished. You know how? Trump's president.
So if you don't get that reference, yesterday we talked a lot about Governor Raimondo and how she said she didn't want to punish people, but if they broke quarantine, this was something she said a couple weeks ago. She said that you will be punished. So Granny is saying that we are all being punished because of President Donald Trump. Again, she keeps reiterating this idea that she's not being recorded. I will say one more time, you are being recorded. You are a star.
Yet she seems to listen every day because she was listening when we were talking about Raimondo throughout the course of the afternoon.
Howie, the only thing I can think of is that maybe she's a Newsmax watcher, so she doesn't catch hate mail when it's on in the 5 o'clock hour, so she doesn't know she's a star. But still, it's sad that she wouldn't know that. Another person, Howie, we tweeted out our Free America shirt. Specifically a photo of me modeling the shirt. And one of the comments we received was, "Free America when you support the biggest tin pot dictator wannabe the country has ever seen in its history. Sending out the National Guard to tear gas peaceful protesters. Now that's freedom."
Very fake news.
Peaceful protesters. Okay. And that was not written tongue-in-cheek.
No. No sarcasm there. That was authentic.
Yeah. And again, tear gas. It's now the worst thing that ever happened to people, tear gas.
So a common thing that we get on this show is that people hate the show. They think the show should not exist. They think it's a stupid station, but they continue to listen, and they continue to not only listen, but call in and leave me messages. Taylor, take it away.
Just told you that Trump is about as stupid as you people are. So it's time to get rid of him and your stupid station.
Have another drink, Grandpa.
Keep listening, though. You're helping the ratings. Bud. Howie, this was a pleasant surprise. I was going through hate mail today, and I was going through your Boston Herald columns, and then I realized that you were actually written up in a letter to the editor at the Boston Herald. Here's the comment. "After reading Howie Carr's column demeaning Governor Baker with childlike insults..."
Which one? I demean him. I try to demean him at least two times a week, Grace. You know that.
Well, I think this covers a variety of them.
Okay.
It's kind of vague, but it works for all of them. One size fits all type deal. "I guess Mr. Carr was fortunate enough not to lose a loved one to COVID-19. I am nowhere near a Republican, but I support Governor Baker's caution in reopening the state, albeit slow. We've seen the results of opening..."
It should be slowly, Grace. albeit slow, is grammatically incorrect.
I do not take artistic license with these quotes. I read them exactly as they are, so you can get the full idea. We've seen the results of opening states too fast, upticks in 17 states that reopened too soon to insult someone.
Really? We don't have a problem here in Florida. Do they have a problem in Georgia or Texas? I don't think so.
To insult someone who is trying to preserve lives with Trump-like lack of empathy was a disgrace to the people of the Commonwealth.
He had to bring in Trump, didn't he?
The problem with this is, and we've said this multiple times on the show, and that's why it bothers me, is that we totally empathize and sympathize with people, more sympathize than empathize, with people who have lost loved ones to COVID-19. No one's saying that it's not sad. Howie always says, after he mentions the numbers in the nursing homes, that every death is sad. But that doesn't mean you can't call out Governor Charlie Baker. In fact, that's why so many people are happy, like Frank Mendoza, that Howie does call him out. Because otherwise, we'd all be sitting here like idiots.
And the 4,500 deaths in nursing homes, most of them over the age of 80, are all on Charlie Baker. That's the most heavily regulated industry in the state. How many times have I said that? Incidentally,
Howie,
Grace,
did you see
that Abby Hoffman, the former Yippie leader's brother, died? Jack Hoffman?
No, I didn't see that.
He was 80 years old. He'd been living in a nursing home for 2 years. He had an unsuccessful back surgery and had developed dementia. And he was tragically taken away by COVID-19.
Yeah, it's.
I think these, I'm sorry Abby Hoffman's brother is dead, but if it hadn't been COVID-19, it probably would have been something else.
Right. Howie, another man is watching us on television, and he thinks that we're unwatchable. Taylor?
You are a real jackass on there. I can't even watch it for like 30 seconds or 45 seconds anymore without changing the channel. Biden's going to win the Electoral College by probably 100 points or more.
Well, if it's Joe Biden, he's probably going to win by 100 million trillion points. And all you have to do is text 34521.
That's right. You just keep telling yourself that, and we'll see how it works out in November.
We're unwatchable to the people who watch us a lot. That's the funny thing, Howie. Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. I love Piantedosi bread. I'm not done with hate mail. I still have more, but it's the best bread in the business. You got to check them out at your local markets. They sponsor this segment. They sponsor Police Blotter Facts. They're the best. So make sure you check out Piantedosi bread. Now, Howie, Balloonhead is my nickname for one of our haters who calls in, but he took it easy on me this week, and he's back to calling you Howie Markey. I'm going to give people a little context. Howie always makes fun of Senator Ed Markey for never actually staying in Massachusetts. He lives everywhere except for Massachusetts. So the joke here is that Howie isn't living in Massachusetts, and he's
guess what? Ed Markey is 45 years ahead of me in moving out of Massachusetts. Come see me in what year would that be? 2065, and then we could talk about it.
So this hate mailer's gripe is that Howie pretends to be down with the struggle of people who are on lockdown, but he's actually in Florida living the life of a beautiful person.
I escaped. Somebody has to run Radio Free New England. You know?
Howard?
The Cold War.
This is not part of the questioning. We have to play the message first.
You know,
please.
The Radio Free Europe did not broadcast from Moscow or East Berlin. It broadcast from London or Washington.
Objection.
That's what I'm doing.
Objection. Interfering with the evidence. Thank you. Please play the message, Taylor.
Balloonhead, you're off for tonight. We're going to get on Howie Markey. He's really down for the struggle, huh? We, as he's having chicken parm for supper at a restaurant down in Palm Beach. All's I heard with this interview with Jim Lyons is we. We. That means something, doesn't it? Howie Markey. Unbelievable.
Okay, now you can rebut.
I feel your pain, man.
No,
that's
you
why
don't.
That's why I'm broadcasting into East Germany of New England, Massachusetts, and Maine, for that matter.
Howie, another person on Twitter with the handle Burner Bro said Howie Carr talks so much smack about the virus, but I bet he doesn't go to large crowds, public gatherings, restaurants. He doesn't do none of those things, but he talks crap. I want to see a picture of Howie Carr in a large group of people. He's posted like four on his Twitter of him out at restaurants drinking iced tea with a smirk on his face. If you just want that, those.
I finally gave that up. I was having too much fun, and I thought I was rubbing it in too much, Grace. Right? My last picture was I was at the bar at Kachina's.
I've never heard of you feeling that you're rubbing it in too much. This is a real moment for you, Howie.
This has been going on a long time, though, in Massachusetts. I feel sorry for people. That's why, you know, everybody's, you know, going up to New Hampshire.
Well, a lot of us are going to go out to dinner this week, Howie, because the outdoor restaurants are opening. I am going out to eat on Thursday, so I'll keep.
Are you
going
to get a table next to the big oil spill in the parking lot, or are you going to be next to the dumpster?
I'll probably be next to a dumpster, Howie. Even though Balloonhead Guy took it easy on me this week, I got another complaint from a random person. And this is our last hate mail.
Hey, Grace, you moron. It's not the New River George. It's the New River Gorge. Read a map.
I don't remember saying that, but I'm sure I did. Like, I can't even figure out when I would have said it, but it really adds up. It has the all the makings of something I definitely would say.
Grace, all you got to say is I didn't come here to be made sport of.
The chair detects the needle, mister. Guys, this is Hate Mail Monday, even on a Tuesday. It is brought to you by Pantadosi Baking Company. Howie, I will be back next week with more hate, and I feel like you are going to produce hate all this week because you always do.
I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
This is Jeff in Woodstock, Connecticut.
This is Laura Benner in South Burlington, Vermont.
This is Jimmy Mack in Falmouth, Massachusetts. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of The Howie Carr Show. I want to play, before we go any further, I want to play Biden on the crime bill in 1994. Remember, he wasn't at the funeral today for George Floyd, but he did make a video. Again, this is the first time I've ever seen someone make a video for a funeral. I'm used to, you make a video for a graduation party or a reunion or a wedding anniversary, but I know, usually you go to a funeral and make your remarks live. It's part of the event, the mourning. But I guess if you're Joe Biden, you don't want to do anything live if it can be avoided. But this was Joe Biden in 1994 when he was pushing for the crime bill, and he's woke now. He's a woke Democrat, Paul. He doesn't believe in defunding the police, but everything short of it. But what you're about to hear was then, 1994. Cut 32.
Just like when I first got in politics, even though I come from this background and ran on a law and order platform, I remember the liberals used to say, Biden is, quote, an iconoclast. That was what my newspaper called me, an iconoclast. Because how can he really be a progressive and want to lock these people up? I'm sure my friend from California gets hit with that all. How can you be a progressive and be so tough on crime?
Who's his friend?
I wasn't wedded to the notion. Every time Richard Nixon, when I was running in 1972, would say law and order, the Democratic mantra, the response was law and order with justice. Whatever that meant. And I'd say lock the SOBs up.
Did he repeat that today?
Just as it is no longer legitimate to say the Republican Party is against, as a matter of course, Social Security, the Republicans are finding out it's no longer legitimate to say the Democrats are soft on crime. Because guess what? What has every major crime bill that's gotten this far been? A Democratic crime bill.
So he's proud. He's proud. He wanted to lock those SOBs up. Rob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rob.
Howie, you're great. Listen, I spent a lot of time in newsrooms. They're 105% Democrat. I have never found a Republican in a newsroom. Chris Wallace on The View today says he needs to put some time outside the Beltway. And I think you're right about Durham being a little bit too slow. And I'm waiting to see what Barr has to say. I'd like to go back in time and see how the media covered Nero burning Rome and blaming the Christians.
We don't know if the media were working for Nero or not. I mean, it seems like they weren't working for Nero, the bad ink he's gotten down through the millennia, not the centuries, the millennia. I don't know, but you're right about newsrooms. It does seem like it's 105%. And it used to be there were a lot of people in the newsroom that were just kind of grizzled, old veterans of the street. And some of them were veterans of World War II, and they didn't really care about politics. And these people now that are in the newsrooms, they're all snowflakes, and they're not real reporters. They're propagandists. The vast majority of them, it's kind of sad. There aren't a lot of people to ask tough questions anymore or to develop sources. I'm Howie Carr.